KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys basketball action around the area last night. At Hawkeye 10 play, it was Glenwood over Creston 72-60. Also, non-conference play, Red Oak, a winner over Southwest Valley 70-62. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 71-60. In Western Iowa Conference basketball last night, AHST, a winner over Riverside 53-46. IKM Manning topping Logan Magnolia 78-47. Tri-Center beat Audubon 56-40. Underwood over Griswold 58-53. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, game heard here on KJAN last night, it was Adair Casey over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 53-40. Arweva beat Glen Ralston 50-35. Bowyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute 75-39. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 63-52. West Harrison topping Cam 72-53. Also in boys basketball, Lennox over Stanton 66-64. Diagonal beat Essex 93-64. In girls basketball action last night in Hawkeye 10, it was Lewis Central beating Kemper Catholic 59-51. Red Oak, a winner over Southwest Valley 66-39. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 51-42. In girls Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 73-28. Riverside beat AHST 34-30. Tri-Center over Audubon 39-38. And Underwood topping Griswold 51-29. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader had Adair Casey scoring the last 7 points of the game to win 36-33 over Exira EHK. Arweva beat Glen Ralston 70-25. West Harrison topping Cam 52-44. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 59-52. Also around the region, Stanton beat Lennox 60-35. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Thomas Jefferson 63-11 last night. We have girls high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Clarinda this evening as the Cardinals host the Atlantic in girls Hawkeye 10 conference play. We'll have it for you tonight at 7:30 with the start of the ball game. 7:20 is about the time we'll be on the air this evening to get you that varsity contest. You can listen live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also check it out on the web. We stream live at KJAN.com, and we also offer it to you on your smartphones at the free KJAN app. And we'll have live streaming video of the basketball game as well tonight. You can watch the game on the TV page at KJAN.com. Well, it was a night Iowa State would just as soon forget. The 11th-ranked Cyclones fell behind by 19 points at halftime, and they were clobbered at West Virginia last night, 102-77.
We were bad from the tip. You know, we just didn't come out with any urgency, and you can't do that in a road against a team that's playing with as much confidence as these guys are. They won 4 or 5, fought hard at Kansas, and lost a close one, and, you know, we just didn't come out with any type of urgency. I don't know if we just thought we could turn it on whenever we wanted to, but just a poor, poor effort all across the board. And, that's not us.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says it was an embarrassing performance by the Cyclones.
I don't know what happened. The focus wasn't terrible. And, shoot around today, I thought we'd come out and play well, at least play hard. But we just gave him a rhythm. And, you can't do that against a team like this.
Well, the Mountaineers scored 52 points in the opening half as they took early control.
In the first half, they hit 7 threes and they got 8 layups, so you're not taking anything away from them. And, you have to take something. You're giving them both. And on the other end, we missed 9 layups in the first half, 9 layups and 6 free throws. And, we're generally a pretty good finishing team. We make free throws at a pretty good clip. And, it shows you right there that it wasn't our night.
West Virginia made 13 of 22 three-point attempts, while the Cyclones hit on just 4 of 23, and they dropped to 6-5 in the Big 12. They'll host Texas Tech this weekend. Well, Kansas State has boosted its shot at an NCAA tournament berth as they earned a rare win over 7th-ranked Kansas. The Wildcats blew a 9-point lead over the last 2 minutes of regulation before they downed the Jayhawks 85-82 in overtime. Marcus Foster scored 20 points, including 2 free throws in the closing seconds of overtime. Will Spradling added 15 points for the Wildcats, who beat Kansas for just the third time in 26 games at Bramlage Coliseum. Also last night, Joe Harris had 19 points as number 17 Virginia stretched its winning streak to 8 games, and they beat Maryland 61-53. Elisa Bluter is now the all-time leader in wins at Iowa. Bluter generated win number 270 last night as the Hawkeyes hung on down the stretch at home as they topped Northwestern 90-84.
We did make it hard on ourselves because usually we make those free throws down the stretch. We're usually pretty good at those. We had a couple careless turnovers. But at the same time, I thought we regrouped. You know, our team kept positive. Sam Logic at the line buries two free throws for us. So typical Sam fashion, has a double-double tonight. But this is a good Northwestern team, and we knew it was going to be a battle till the end.
Balanced scoring was again a factor as the Hawkeyes improved to 7-4 in the Big Ten.
I love our balance. It just makes us so hard to guard. You know, Melissa Dixon gets open for some great threes for us, but then they start really trying to face guard her and take the ball out of her hands, and now other people are able to get to the rim. So whatever, you can't take one thing away from our team, and I think that's what's so great is that we have so many different weapons.
Bluter was honored for her 270th win after the game, and she wanted her coaching staff to be a part of it.
Coach Jan Jensen, Coach Jenny Fitzgerald have been with me every for these 14 years, and so that's why I really wanted them out in the middle with me, because I feel kind of selfish taking this ball when truly it belongs to them as much as it belongs to me, and I believe that with all my heart. They are so valuable, and they're such good friends as well. And then, you know, I look at my husband, Dave, and what he's been through the last 14 years. You're really just doing everything he can to help support me while I do this endeavor, and I'm forever grateful to Dr. Grant for giving me this opportunity 14 years ago.
Melissa Dixon led Iowa with 24 points. Samantha Logic added 20 to go along with 10 assists in the Hawkeye victory. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Denver 119-80. It was Toronto over New Orleans 108-101. Detroit beat San Antonio 109-100. Boston over Milwaukee 102-86. Houston beat Minnesota 107-89. And it was Golden State topping Philadelphia 123-80. Aldara Howell continued Canada's dominance at Rosa Coder Extreme Park, soaring to Olympic gold in women's slopestyle skiing on Tuesday. Howell posted a score of 94.2 during her first run of the finals, trouncing the rest of the field on a warm and sometimes frightening day down the slushy slopestyle course. Devin Logan of the U.S. took silver. Canadian Kim Lemaire earned the bronze. Canada's claimed 7 medals in 4 days of snowboarding and freestyle skiing, including 3 events in which they took 2 of the top 3 spots on the podium. Howell's triumph was tempered by a series of scary crashes, including one by teammate Yuki Sobota that ended with Sobota being carried off the mountain on a stretcher. Canada has 4 gold among its 9 total medals to lead in both categories. The U.S. has 2 gold and 6 total medals. Team USA men's hockey general manager David Poile will be unable to travel to Sochi for the Olympics after getting hit in the face by a puck last week. The Nashville Predators GM is recovering from surgery and stitches that he needed after a deflected puck struck him while he was standing in a tunnel behind the team's bench in Minnesota. Pittsburgh Penguins GM Ray Shiro will take over as acting general manager in Sochi. Olympic officials in Russia are concerned about the poor attendance at some events, so much so that one official from the International Olympic Committee has suggested that school children and unarmed military personnel be given tickets. A Norwegian member of the IOC has expressed concern about the lack of buzz in Sochi, saying there's a lack of enthusiasm. By the way, the weather is getting rather unwinter-like at the Winter Olympics. The temperature in Sochi today is in the mid to upper 50s, with the forecast calling for 60s later on in the week. And if you're enjoying some of the up-close and personal shots on TV, they're being brought to you by a drone. The remote operator says the drones are safe and much cheaper than paying for a helicopter. In baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers starting pitcher Josh Beckett says he'll be ready for the start of the season after having a rib removed last July in a surgery to alleviate a nerve condition that was affecting his right arm. The right-hander is expected to battle newly acquired Paul Mahalam for the 5th spot in the Dodgers' rotation this spring. Washington Nationals right-handed reliever Tyler Clippard has avoided arbitration by accepting a 1-year contract. Clippard asked for a raise to $6.35 million, while the team offered $4.45 million. He was 6-3 with a 2.41 ERA and 73 strikeouts in 71 innings last season. General manager Terry Ryan of the Minnesota Twins has been diagnosed with cancer. He'll miss the start of spring training, focusing on treatment and recovery. In a statement, the club said a lump was found in his neck by the team physician during a routine annual physical. Ryan says further tests indicated the cancer appeared to be confined to his neck and had not spread. He goes on to say that he's been assured that his condition is treatable. And high school wrestling continues tonight as postseason team action gets underway this evening with the regional dual team competition. The sectional champions and runners-up were the regional dual team qualifiers. The regional semifinal pairings tonight place the highest-ranked team at a site against the lowest-ranked team, and then the second-highest-ranked team against the second-lowest-ranked team. That's all according to the mid-January Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association dual team rankings. Each regional meet tonight is a double duel, as the teams who win in the semifinal round tonight will then compete in the finals. At the winning team qualifying for the state dual team tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Now in Class 2A, at Creston tonight, Atlantic will wrestle Seidel, and 6th-ranked Creston Orient Maxburg will face off against Winterset. The winners of those two matches will then wrestle in the finals for the right to advance to the state meet. Also at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School tonight, Kemper Catholic will wrestle 13th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, while Boyden Hall Rock Valley faces MOC Floyd Valley, and the winners of those matches will battle in the finals. Also in Class A tonight at Audubon, 9th-ranked Audubon will wrestle Southwest Iowa, with number 13 Logan Magnolia facing East Mills in the semis. The winners will wrestle in the finals tonight for the state championship berth. And also at Southeast Warren High School tonight, number 2-ranked Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont will battle Bedford Lennox, while Sigourney Kyoto will wrestle 11th-ranked Southeast Warren. Again, those winners will wrestle in the championship match later this evening with the right to go to state on the line. All those matches getting underway in 2A and 1A dual team wrestling at 6 o'clock this evening. That's Jacob Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.